Radio 1 Podcast. Radio 1 Podcast. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
Now. The Scott Mills Daily.
Hi, Siobhan.
Hello.
So tell me what's been going on.
Well, Finley came home from school the other day.
Your little boy.
He's my little boy. He's 4. And he told me that he's going to be a leper in the school play. So
a leper?
A leper, yes. So when I asked him again if he was definitely going to be a leper, he said yes, he thought so, but he might be a leopard. So I asked, yes, a leopard. But then he came home a little bit later and said, no, actually, I'm not going to be a leopard. I've got a sheep. I think I'm going to be something else. So I asked him if he was going to be a shepherd, and he said, yes, that's right, I'm going to be a shepherd.
Right, so it went from leopard to shepherd.
Yes.
You hadn't started making the leopard outfit, had you?
I hadn't. No, we didn't get to make a leopard outfit, or any outfit, actually. It was
Thank
all provided
God for
by
that.
The school. So it's a good one. I thought you might be interested after hearing the little boy the other day.
Oh, Jake, yeah. Yeah, he's a cow in his. Well, he got fired, but then reinstated.
Yes, I like that.
I like it that it's a traditional one, though, because, like, I'm aware that they work in all sorts of characters now into nativity plays at Christmas.
That's why I thought the leopard might be real.
Well, I just think they base it on whatever outfits kids have got. Do you know what I mean? Who are you in the nativity? I'm Darth Vader.
Yes.
Have you seen it on YouTube? Great. There's one school in America that did a version of Scarface.
Really?
I'm not sure it was Christmas, but they did do a production of it.
Oh, my God. What, with little kids or older kids?
Yeah, quite small children, yeah.
That's wrong.
I know.
On too many levels.
Love you, Siobhan.
Love you.
Give me a high five. Press 5. Hello? Hello? Oh, she's gone.
Work?
Are you still there?
Yes. Hello?
You're pressing mute.
It's my phone. It's absolutely rubbish.
All right. Have one from me anyway.
Beep.
All right, bye.
This is a podcast from BBC Radio 1.
I was just talking about school plays. You know, Jake, off of Bradford, who is 6 now. We had him on earlier in the week. He's a cow in his. And then we spoke to the lady earlier, and her 4-year-old is a shepherd, not a leopard, or a leper. Now, Sam's been on. Her kid... Listen to this, Becky. You're right, by the way.
Yeah.
Hiya. This year, her kid's nativity is based on X Factor.
Amazing.
How amazing is that? Louis and the girls! With the boys, Joseph, the innkeeper, and baby Jesus. Brilliant idea. Simon and the groups, the 3 wise men, and the shepherds. My voiceover, my voice is good. You've got to take your hat off to me. It's good.
Radio 1 Podcast.
Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
Don't know whether you've forgotten about Surfing Bird. If you have,
oh, well, everybody's heard.
Second time I've played it today. This is Surfing Bird by the Trashmen. I want to get it high in the charts next week, and maybe even number 1. Good news, everyone. The campaign has now gathered more weight because the RSPB off of Birds have been on. They're supporting the campaign. Because it's got Bird in the title. Thanks, RSPB. Did they support Nelly Furtado as well at the time?
The Facebook group for this has got like over 600,000 members now.
Yeah, that's not our fault. Well, no, it might be. I mean, we didn't start the campaign on Facebook, but yeah, 600,000 people. Imagine if every one of those downloaded it. It would be a big hit. Would that be enough? 600,000 downloads? Be number 1 at Christmas?
B had to be in the running, wouldn't it?
So, I'd like you, if you like this and you want to download it next week.
Radio 1 Podcast.
Radio 1 Podcast.
Oh, it's Thursday, which means We have the lovely voice of the PR4L, the posh Radio 4 lady, and the stuff that you've been saying to me this week on Dear Scott. Want to be part of this? Want a piece of it, do you? Send an email to scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. Just mark it up with Dear Scott in the subject. It'll get to me, and the posh Radio 4 lady will read it out. Pretty much everything gets on. So, yeah, someone. First one.
Dear Scott, Becky, the one who doesn't speak, and the PR4L.
Hi.
I was in my local DVD store the other day, and I saw a DVD by Will Smith called £7. And in the film, he plays a character called Ben Thomas. And that's my name! Is there a film that you know of where the character's name is Scott Mills? Love the show. I listen all the time. Love, Ben, 13, off of Stockport.
Oh, nice email, Ben. Thanks. That is pretty cool when your name is in a film or a TV show, isn't it?
Mm.
That must be cool. I'm not aware that there are any Scott Millses in any TV shows or films. Are you just IMDBing that one that doesn't speak?
I was almost in Holby City.
What, your name?
Yeah, because my friend used to write the script and she came and like asked loads of us if we'd mind if she put our names forward for new characters.
Amazing.
But I didn't make the cut. There's no Becky Huxtable in Holby.
But there was almost.
Almost. I was on the
list. What happened?
List.
Why?
I don't know. Maybe they just didn't like it. Obviously went down the list and
that's
was like,
a rubbish
no.
name, yeah. Well, I reckon it's quite cool having your name in a film. It's happened to a lot of people, like Ben there, but not myself. I reckon it's a good thing, unless maybe, let's say that you were called, I don't know, Hannibal Lecter, before Silence of the Lambs came out, and, you know, you were quite happy with your slightly unusual name, Hannibal Lecter, quite a cool name, and then that film comes out and it's all over, isn't it?
Oh,
it's
like, yeah.
Hello, all right, Hannibal. Nice County, Clarice, etc. It gets old. Or maybe you were called Darth Vader before those before those films came out, and you've never heard the end of it since. Luke, I'm your father. Yeah, hilarious. Yeah, apart from that, it must be quite cool. Next.
Dear Scott, Becky, the PR4L, the one that doesn't speak, and the rest of you lot, which I can't remember. Sorry about that one. Confused smiley.
Hi.
I'm going home in 2 days. I'm very excited. It's been 6 whole weeks. Very long weeks. Sad smiley. And tomorrow night, we have a house Christmas dinner. It's going to great fun, smiley. But I have a problem. There's a theme.
Oh, a theme.
I hate themes.
So do
things.
I.
I really hate themes.
So do I. I'm so with you. I don't. Everyone's saying that we're whinging and moaning today. No, I'm full of Christmas cheer. Yeah, I spoke to Mariah Carey earlier. I'm all over it. It's just themes at parties. Oh,
do you know what? Once I went to a fancy dress party and so everyone was like, who have you come out as? And I really couldn't be bothered to dress up. So I painted my face like a tiger. And then I said I came from, was that guy from Phoenix Nights who'd got the face paint stuck on him for ages and I was coming as him.
Right, that's brilliant.
But I just couldn't be bothered, you know, with all that, like,
so
it cost a fortune.
Hang on a second. You couldn't be bothered to have a costume on and get changed.
That's
but
money,
you did paint your face like a tiger.
Yeah.
Okay, good.
Everyone just said to me, why didn't you just come as a tiger? I was like, well, at least this is a bit more of a story.
Radio 1 Christmas party this year is a Bugsy Malone theme. Oh, good.
What does that mean?
I have no idea. Are you dressing up?
No, I can't go
can
to
I just,
it.
Why?
Because I just
busy?
Can't go to it. I think Miranda's on.
Oh. Do I just wear a suit? Is that fine?
What is Bugsy? Is it a school play, isn't it?
It's like off the 70s, isn't it? I don't know.
But what do you have to wear?
I don't know. Someone will tell us now.
Gangster.
Oh, yeah,
you could go like 50 Cent.
No, it's not that. It's not like gangster with an A, I don't think. It's like more ER.
It's Harry Potter because of like the new one and stuff.
Oh.
Which I have seen, laughing smiley. Very proud of that one, winking smiley. The problem is, brackets, sorry it's taken so long to get round to this, confused smiley, close brackets. I don't know what to wear, confused smiley. Big problemo. If you have any ideas, please get back to me soon and put it on the podcast, because that's how I listen, confused smiley. I'd love to know what you think. And PR4L, please say this. Hama hama naka naka pua'a, smiley. Love you all, winking smiley, Emily.
Love it when the PR4L says stuff like that.
I'm thinking a wizard outfit.
Yeah, okay.
Or get a Harry Potter broomstick, because my cousin loves them.
Are they widely available?
Yeah, I think you can just buy them in shops.
Cool. Well, there's your
I
answer.
I don't think they guarantee you to fly, but...
Oh, right, OK. Oh, no, B.A. Brackers has been on. He hated it when the 18 came out. Next!
Dear Scott, Becky, TOTDS and PR4L, me and my partner have just watched the first episode, Series 2, of Miranda, after your recommendation on the show tonight.
Oh, OK. I still haven't got around to watching it yet, but apparently I'm going to lol like crazy because it's hilarious.
And I have to agree with Becky and that Hugh, it was totes amaze balls. At first I thought it was just middle-class boring tripe,
yeah.
But then suddenly real funny things started to happen. A bit of slapstick, over-the-shoulder camera talk, and the next thing you know, we were actual lolling. Thanks for the recce, Becky and co. We shall now henceforth, from here on, continue forthwith and watch the show that my other half calls Matilda. TTFN, Neil, off of the Colin and Neil show.
Oh, the Colin and Neil show. What station's that on?
I think they've just said it, sat on the sofa together at home. I don't think it's an actual show,
right.
Is it? Maybe
what,
they do
okay.
Fake radio in their lounge.
Maybe they do. Should I do them a jingle?
Yeah.
Hi, I'm Scott Mills, and you're listening to The Colin and Neil Show. There you are. I hope you were recording that. I need to get into Miranda.
You do?
Yeah, definitely. Watch it. Is it on DVD?
Yeah, the first series is out on DVD and the second series is on TV at the moment. But there is one character in it that you would absolutely love, Tilly. And
okay.
She just makes up new words, like, all the time. And doesn't speak properly, like amaze balls and...
Oh, excellent.
Like, you're totally Cheddar Gorge. Someone who's, hot.
Okay.
Amaze balls.
That woman that teaches you to speak English properly is going to love that, isn't she?
Podcast.
And now it's time for Stupid Street. Back on Stupid Street again. Second visit this week, I'm liking it. Now, think about it. Who are the greatest Scottish people ever?
Ever?
Well, yeah, some that spring to mind.
Robert Burns.
Off of Burns Night.
Yeah.
J.M. Barrie, off of Peter Pan.
William Wallace.
Off of Mel Gibson. Yeah.
Yes.
Sir Arthur Conan Doyle, creator of Sherlock Holmes.
Mm.
There's a lot. Really, you know, great people.
My stepmom.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. But who would Stupid Street think is the greatest Scottish person, like, ever, of all time? If you get any of these that they said, you can have 10 Scott Mills points for each one. Guesses, please, Becky.
Robert Burns.
Right, remember what street we're on?
Lorraine Kelly.
Okay, that's more like it.
Edith.
Edith Bowman, yeah.
Billy Connolly.
Okay, cool.
Yeah?
Let's find out. Who is the greatest Scottish person ever? That's what we are...
The Proclaimers.
Okay, you can have that one as well.
Who is the best Scottish person of all time?
Oh, I don't know who's Scottish.
There we are. So, 10 points there if anybody said, who's Scottish? 10 Scott Mills points for that. Didn't have a clue. Didn't know one Scottish person. There are quite a lot.
I have to say thank you to Sarah and Ed for suggesting the Proclaimers. I can't claim that one as my own.
Fair play. Next.
Who's the greatest Scottish person of all time?
I reckon John Logie Baird.
Inventor of the television, is that
yeah.
right?
Whoa, I didn't see that one coming. That was a curveball.
Is he Scottish?
Yes, I mentioned him before. I don't know, I didn't. I just wrote it down and didn't actually tell you.
Amazing. Yeah.
Adventure
that
of the TV, John Logie Baird. He is actual Scottish. And, yeah, that's quite a good answer for Stupid Street. If anyone said that, I doubt they did, then 10 points for you.
Do you know who the best Scottish person of all time is?
Maybe Andy Murray, but he's too moody, so probably not.
Maybe his brother, he seems a bit more friendly.
Yeah, Jamie Murray.
Okay, there we are. So Jamie Murray, Andy Murray's brother, if anyone said that, 10 points.
He's not moody anymore, Andy, is he? Do you think he is?
I don't know.
I think he was nice when I met him. He just spent the whole time laughing at me.
Why did he laugh at you?
Because we were playing that, Do you remember when I did What's Becky's Forte and I went to play tennis with him? Not actual tennis, but like computer tennis.
I cut his hair. He was moody then. But then you would be.
Yeah, hello. I was with you on that and you like...
Oh, were you there?
...properly went into him.
I did. Cut a big chunk off. Right, who's the greatest Scottish person ever?
My ex-boyfriend was Scottish, so I'd probably say him.
But he's your ex.
Yeah, but we're still friends. He's still a great guy.
Okay. The best ever.
Yeah, best ever.
So if anyone said that woman's ex-boyfriend, give yourself 10 points. Greatest Scottish person ever. Listen how smooth talking Dan moves in now.
Is your current boyfriend not Scottish?
Have
you got one?
I don't have a current boyfriend.
I haven't got a current
unfortunately
boyfriend.
I'm looking though.
Go on, Dan.
Are you just going for Scottish or...?
No, I'm going for all types. I'm open to offers of anything.
Okay, obviously. Good. Works at Radio 1 sometimes.
Oh, maybe.
Whoa, he shoots, he scores. Nice one.
Oh, my God.
No, he loves it. He just wastes no time, does he? Straight in there. Greatest Scottish person ever?
Who do you think is the best Scottish person ever?
Frankie Boyle.
Frankie Boyle?
Yeah.
Of all time, this is.
Yeah.
Frankie Boyle. He's pretty all right.
Of all time?
Of all time?
Yeah.
Let's stick with him, yeah.
There we are, racing into the lead. Oh. Frankie Boyle there with two votes as the greatest Scottish person of all time.
Given the option to change, you would have done, wouldn't you? You'd have gone with Shrek.
Hey?
Shrek's Scottish, isn't he?
Is he?
Yes, donkey. No? He does sound Scottish to me. Is he not?
What's that? What was that?
Is Shrek what not Scottish? Are you Scottish, isn't he? Shrek Scottish. Just the way
stop
he
talking.
Says...
Oh God.
But the way he says donkey just sounds Scottish.
How does he say it again?
Yes, donkey.
Okay, good. And we're live.
Let me do it on the spot.
Live on Radio 1. Thank God the transmitters in Scotland aren't working. They can't hear us. unless they fixed it.
Just switched sorry, on Scotland. Back at that
oh,
moment.
Oh yeah, brilliant. Yeah, it's donkey. Hello, Paisley.
Who's the greatest Scottish person ever, do you think?
I'd have to be James Bond.
Now, I don't think James Bond is Scottish. Sean Connery is Scottish. James Bond, no.
Gordon Ramsay. He's a pretty sick guy, yeah.
There we are. 10 points if you said Gordon Ramsay is the... best Scottish person ever.
Who is the best Scottish person ever?
Do you know who I want to say is who's the guy that is the oh he's really funny.
Just to clarify, you are Scottish, but go on.
Oh yeah, I am. Okay. Billy Connolly.
Oh God, she's Scottish. Billy Connolly gets a point there.
Who is the greatest Scottish person of all time?
I have no idea.
David Tennant?
No. Give me a few more.
Radio 1's Edith Bowman?
No.
Pop star Calvin Harris?
Yeah.
Oh, there we are. So, given a couple of options there and went for Calvin Harris.
Radio 1's Edith Bowman?
No.
Not so much Edith.
Pop star Calvin Harris?
Yeah.
This is a podcast from BBC Radio 1.
And it's time... for Dear Scott. Posh Radio 4 ladies back with the stuff you've been saying this week.
Dear Scott, Becky, TOTDS and the PR4L.
Yo.
I was so happy to have heard the wonderful reception Becky got turning on the Christmas lights in Bridgewater. Thus, I want to extend Becky the invitation of coming to Los Angeles, California to turn on my family's Christmas lights at home. All she has to do is flip a switch.
Right, so it's someone's house, obviously yeah. Not as big as the gig you did in Bridgewater.
Who
but
cares? It's in LA.
It's in LA, darling. Fancy that?
Yes.
Okay. They go on to say this.
In return, we would also give Becky a glass of eggnog, homemade, and a $100 gift card to Starbucks. If she likes, we have a few kittens up for adoption that she can take back with her. Please let me know. Regards, Josh.
Right, so you get a load of Starbucks and some cats.
Yeah, I don't think it's quite what I was looking for.
LA, though. Cool, isn't it?
Yeah, I like the thought of going to LA, but I'm not sure about eggnog and smuggling cats back in.
Yeah.
Don't they have to have, like, the right jabs?
I think there's laws
passport?
On that. I don't think you can just, like, bring them in willy-nilly.
I thought that they had to have their own passports.
Do they? Mm. Anyway, okay, well, that's a lovely offer.
He's probably got them on already now, though, hasn't he?
If you'll fly her over, she'll leave the cat, but she'll have the coffee.
I've never tried eggnog either. Is it nice?
No.
Is it taste of egg?
Right, my flatmate, the comedian, makes it every year, and it just goes, like,
What is it? Is it like scrambled egg?
No, it's like a drink, and it's quite alcoholic, but you don't have to have alcohol in it.
Eggy, though.
And it's disgusting. And he makes it every year. He goes, everyone loves eggnog. No, they don't, and that's why it's always left in the fridge and goes curdle and gets a skin on it, and then you can make a handbag off of it.
So what is it? Just egg and alcohol and some herbs?
Yeah, it's Ming. Next!
Hi, Scott. When I heard you ask for people to send in Dear Scott emails, it suddenly dawned on me that you might be able to help me in my dilemma, so I rushed home from work to send this email. I am going to see The Wanted on Saturday night in Carlisle, but I don't have a clue what they sing, and I would really like to hear them before I go. I don't want to spend money downloading their songs, as I'm already spending £10 on my ticket, and I don't want to invest too much money in a band I may not like.
Right, so you're going to see a band that you don't know what they sound like, but you've got a ticket. That's interesting. Normally, people get tickets for gigs that they want to go to by bands and artists they've actually heard of and like. But that's it's different, definitely different. What do The Wanted sound like?
My friend's band, Promo Girl, are supporting The Wanted on their random Carlisle gig, so they are the real reason I'm going along to it. But it would be nice if you could play some Wanted snippets, or even compile a medley of their recent tunes, as I am one of those people that likes to know what is going to happen first and hates surprises. Lots of love, Katie Tatey Pott, off of Carlisle. P.S. Check out my friend's band. They are amazing and are going to be mega famous. And all boys, despite the name of the band. XXXXX.
Okay, what do The Wanted sound like? Well, here's Becky, and she will sing it to you. Go.
Do you want me to do them live or them on this on the CD?
Live.
I could do live, yeah.
Go.
How do you know I'm going to get from an all-time low?
And now on recording?
I can't sing.
Can't
that well.
Do that good. No. Okay, cool. Anyway, that's what The Wanted sound like. So have a great time at the gig with your friends.
£10 a ticket. You won't see them anywhere, will you? You'll be right at the back.
Do you think?
I don't know. £10. It's quite cheap, isn't it?
Could be anyone on that stage, to be honest. Next.
Hello, Scott and the team. The other week, I got a letter. I felt it, and there was a sort of badge in. It was the second letter I'd got like that this week. I decided not to open it. But when I was tidying my room the other day, I came across them, and guess what it was?
Letter with a badge in it?
A birthday card from Matalan, and my birthday's in June. Lots of love from Georgia, off of Leeds, XXXX.
I love it that Matalan know your birthday and send you a card. That's really good. You're obviously a very valued customer.
Well, it would be good if they sent it on her actual birthday rather than 6 months.
Yeah, but they still sent one. And it's better than getting one from your local curry house. I do. And my doctor, one of them.
What?
Yeah. Next!
Dear Scott. Hi, Scott, Becky, the one who does not speak, and the PR4L, of course. My name is Victor Duarte, and I'm from Mexico City.
Hiya.
I'm just writing because I want to thank you. Let me explain myself. For the last 2 years, I've been listening to your radio programme. The same time, I've been learning English. As you may know, here in Mexico, most of the people speak English with a very American accent. Everybody but me. Thanks to you and your crew, now my accent is very British and posh, hee hee. At least that's what my friends and the people who listen to me speaking believe. And I've got to say that I love it. That makes me different from the rest.
That's us, British and posh.
So, just to keep my British posh pronunciation classes, could you and Becky speak with the best British accent you can do? Thanks, and hope to see you soon, as I'm planning a trip to the beautiful city of London next year, and I'd love to meet you guys. Greetings from the City of the Palaces, Mexico City. Adiosito, Victor Duarte.
I really like the idea that Victor Duarte is going around going, hello, I'm off of England. Hi, Victor. Say something posh.
Oh, hello.
Lovely to receive your email. Thank you. Anything else you want to say to me? Thursdays is when we do, Dear Scott. So send me an email, scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. Let's face it, if you send one, you probably will get on. The Posh Radio 4 lady will read it out next Thursday. Put Dear Scott in the subject, scott.mills@bbc.co.uk.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Sunday at 4, you can see if that is number one on the chart show. With Greg instead of Reggie this week. That was Willow and Whip My Hair. Go on, download it. Black Eyed Peas have had loads of number ones. Make Willow number one this week, please. Because, like, you imagine what it's going to be like Christmas. On Christmas Day, they'll be opening their presents in the Smith household, and it'll be like, oh, well, what a year we've had. Well done, Will. You produced the Karate Kid film. That was good, yeah. And also, you've been working on Men in Black 3. It's been a really good year for you. Jada, well done. You won Outstanding Actress in a Drama this year. Did well there, yeah. Jaden, fair play, mate. You did the Karate Kid film. You were good in that, yeah. And Willow, oh, you got to number two. Well, go and eat your dinner in the garage. Do you know what I mean? Imagine, like, she can hold her head high in the Smith household this Christmas Day if you make her number one this week.
Radio 1 podcast.
Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
Hello, Charles.
Hello.
Tell me what's been going on.
Well, 2 days ago, I think, I bought a new webcam and I did something that you said I probably shouldn't. I went on Chat Roulette.
Oh, you idiot.
I know.
How many times have I said this? Why did you do that, please, Charles?
Well, it's because you said not to.
So you thought, I'm going to...
Yeah, well, you know, when somebody tells you not to do something, you want to go and do it.
It's like the button that you're not allowed to press. You just want to press it, don't you?
Exactly. Okay. So I went on it, just sort of...
See anything good?
No.
Anything you didn't want to see?
Yeah, a few things.
Yeah.
However, I was skipping through, and one of the people that came up, I recognised.
Who was it? It wasn't me, was it?
No.
Not that I go on.
No, well, I think, at least it looks and sounded like, Snoop Dogg.
You had Snoop Dogg on Chat Roulette?
Well, yeah, I think so. It was him and another guy sitting on a chair, and it looked like they were sat in, like, a studio. And it looked exactly like him, and all I could think of saying was, hi.
Oh. And, did he next you?
He did. I mean, he actually said hi, and then it went blank.
Have you been back on again, trying to find him again?
I haven't, no. I mean, this is, like, a couple of days ago. I haven't had time to go on yet. But,
right.
But I will do. I'll go on and see if it's him. I'll have to just quickly...
No, don't go on it again. I told you this.
Well...
Isn't once enough?
It is enough, but if you got the chance of seeing famous people, then, you know, it's worth maybe doing it.
Charles, that's what TV's for?
That's true, but you don't get to interact with them.
You didn't really interact, though, did you?
No, that's true. But, you know, maybe one day someone will actually talk to me.
I don't think so. Who are you hoping to see next?
A female famous person would be nice.
Helen Mirren, she's always on.
when
she's not on the Wii. Dame Judi Dench.
Maybe not so much, but...
That would be incredible if you next did and it was Dame Judi Dench on Chat Roulette.
Hello.
Yeah. to be honest, I advise other people not to go on.
Yeah, I did say.
I agree.
Give me five.
Okay, hold on.
Love you.
Radio 1 Podcast.
Radio 1 Podcast. That was the Scott Mills Daily. Why not try the best of Chris Moyles? Available now to download for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.